This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There it is. Lewis Coco promised to play some REM yesterday, delivering on that promise. 80s and 90s men there. Good morning. It's the morning show from beautiful Borgata. Devin Caney in for you. Ben Davis in for John Ritchie. James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. Coming up in a minute, we're going to hear from Devin Caney. She was at the joint practice yesterday. Her thoughts on what she saw down there, if she is as dour on the performance as Elliot Shore Parks was. That's coming up. Plus, we'll hear from Nick Sirianni on an A.J. Brown situation. That's coming up in just a minute. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Jordan in Princeton. What up, Jordan?
Good morning, James and Ben Davis. I really like this pairing. I see a show in your future together.
You're the best,
that
Jordan.
Would be fun.
I'm actually on the AC Expressway right now, and if I wasn't so exhausted from an overnight flight where I didn't sleep, I would probably drive to the Borgata and wave at you from a distance awkwardly while you broadcast.
How was Red Rocks, Jordan?
Yeah, I was just going to say, weren't you just on
LCD
your way,
sound system at Red Rocks.
Quick
pretty
trip.
Cool.
Yeah, the 36 hours, just flip it around, there and back, phenomenal concert. I mean, if you haven't been to a concert at Red Rocks, I was going to ask John Ritchie. I was very curious if John had ever been to a concert at Red Rocks.
I don't think he has. I don't know. I've been to Red Rocks. Red Rocks is amazing. It's a really, really, really cool place to see.
I would love
to
witness John Ritchie's like immediate reaction to walking into Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Wow. Like Owen Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, this sounds
amazing.
His mind
would be absolutely blown.
Whoa, look at those rocks there. Whoa.
Love him.
And that's the beauty of bringing somebody there for the first time, too, is your initial shock is worn off and you get to enjoy their enjoyment of the whole thing. So I didn't just go to LCD Sound System. I ended up at Coors Field for like the last five innings of a baseball game, which feels like it was last night. I don't know. You know, had a real nice dinner about 5:15. $11 ticket to sit lower level at the stadium.
Wow.
You know, walk the whole thing. And I just want to remind Philadelphia that having a franchise that stinks makes for a miserable baseball experience. The Rockies are not only down by a gazillion runs by the time I get there to the Diamondbacks, but low attendance, low energy. And it's really nice to have your baseball team because it's just so many years. They were terrible. And I'm trying to find some positivity.
The majority of our lives.
Yeah.
That's a valid point.
This is awful baseball. So they had a bad couple of days, and I just didn't watch a lot because I was traveling, but if there's anything that you can feel good about with the Phillies is like a Monday night in April brings more energy than any game the Rockies will at any point this year.
Yeah, it's a great point, and it's one of those things. It's hard to step back when you're in it and you want a title, but this is one of the three best eras in the history of the franchise, you know, for the Phillies. So.
And the fan base is stepping up in a way that a fan base can, and really to back the team. And it's translated in some awfully high ticket prices. You ain't paying $11 to get lower level seats to any Phillies game right now. And if I had waited longer, I'd probably get paid $2. I don't like to do that. Ben, I'm sure you've been to Coors Field. You've been out there, correct?
Yeah, sure have.
Of course he has, yeah.
How do you feel about that stadium? And I'm going to posit this so that I can lead you with a question. It's very nice. I find it very generic. And I don't know if that's just because it's a new, you know, it's an expansion team, but can you comment on that?
No, I don't. I find it beautiful. I don't find it generic. You probably found it generic because of the ball
team.
Club and the fans and how they react to their ball club. We were out there earlier this year. I was on that road trip. We went to Colorado and Sacramento, and I had never really been like on the concourse or anything like that. I just from playing, you know, you go to the clubhouse, you own the field, and that's it. But I was very impressed with the clubhouse, how that stadium has held up over time. It's beautiful. It's a shame that city is that's another story, but hell, that city has gone downhill. But the ballpark is I still think it's very pristine and beautiful. I think you just had that reaction because of the crowd and how bad the ball club is.
Jordan, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech.
That's a big answer, too.
Big one.
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of hey, mate, like big I one. Said at the end. It's going to be big. All right, 215-592-9494. We're back to the phones in a minute. Devin Caney, sideline reporter for the Philadelphia Eagles on WIP. No big deal. Down there yesterday, you know, we are going to have Elliot on in about an hour and a half.
I was just reading Elliot's notes.
Yes, Elliot gave them a loss yesterday. He was unimpressed with what he saw. What were your impressions of what you saw at the joint practice yesterday?
So it was a tough day for Jalen Hurts. I will say that. I don't think I'm as down or was as down on them. And, like, I watch practices with Elliot, so I'm standing next to him. And, like, a lot of the beat reporters will stand, you know, around each other and kind of bounce, you know, thoughts and takes off each other. And it just, hands down, wasn't a good day for Jalen Hurts. Like, I think I saw him complete one pass, and it was like a 5-yard over the middle to Devontae Smith, barely made it completion, and it wasn't for a touchdown. I saw, you know, Kyle McCord make some plays. I saw DTR make some plays. But it just wasn't a very, you know, highly productive day for Jalen. As for the defense, I don't think I'm as down on them as Elliot seemed to be. It's really hard to take away like how good a defense plays in practices because
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Even if you're playing in full pads, they're not like fully, obviously, like bringing guys down, or at least not intentionally doing it. Sydney Brown actually like took someone out, and it was like, is that allowed? Is he allowed to do that? He took out their rookie tight end, whose name is escaping me right now. But I mean, is it time to panic? Is the season over? No. Could they have had better practices? Yes. The offense, I will say for sure, lost yesterday to the Browns.
Yeah, I don't put much stock in these. I know other people do. That's why it's our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. How much you care about how the Eagles, quote-unquote, play in training camp and in the joint practices?
It's also important to note, sorry, that Lane Johnson wasn't practicing yesterday. A.J. Brown hasn't been practicing. Obviously, Landon Dickerson, not it. Like, they were missing guys on offense.
Yeah,
as well,
which so. Is, it's. I don't know how you take anything away from that, but, you know, we'll
but Elliot does.
We will talk to Elliot Short Parks at 8:30. He will tell us what he takes away, which is certainly more than me. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Anthony in Jersey. Anthony!
Jimmy, my boy!
What up, brother? On? How you doing, pal?
Hey, how you doing, man? Everything's good?
I'm great, man. I'm at Borgata. I'm hanging out with Ben Davis and Devin Caney. What could be wrong?
Hey, only thing that could be wrong is whatever Joe's doing.
Yeah, he better be working Joe out, George, right, Anthony? You know, he's taking time off and relaxing, whatever the hell he's doing. I have no idea where he is, by the way. None. No idea. So
Joe to camera?
Yeah.
Oh, I know where he is.
I think he's around. Like, I don't think he actually took like a real.
Oh, he's not around.
Oh, he went away?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm surprised. So you usually know this, too.
Well, I didn't ask. I didn't really care. So normally I'll be like, oh, where are you going? And this time I was like, just go. Don't care.
Just go.
So good. Yeah, I don't care very much. But so he's actually somewhere doing something fun.
Yes. And I only know this because Amy and I are social media friends.
Mm.
So I don't know. And like, what do you mean, Matt? Like, do we do a game? Do you guys want to guess throughout the show
let's,
and I'll
let's
reveal
do
guesses.
It? Is it okay. Greece again, though? If it's Greece again, just tell us that he
it's
went to
the same. It's not Greece again.
Okay. I was like, if he goes to the same place for the third straight time. All right, Anthony, go ahead, my friend. What you got on the birds?
Hey, man, I think the bird is going to be okay, man. I don't really
think it's a bold take, Anthony. It's a bold take. They'll be okay.
Yeah, I don't take too much into what's going on at training camp. Although we would like for them to look a little bit sharper, you know, a little bit crisp, you know, but everything is going to be fine, man. I want to see that at corner position, who's going to step up there, and how quickly Landon Dickerson come back, man.
Yeah, well, it was a good sign. He's walking around at practice drinking Miller Lights yesterday.
Drinking
so I
beers,
guess
man.
Step in the right direction. So, Ant, you got an answer for us for what would have broken the internet?
Monica Lewinsky, man.
Oh man. Wow. That's a good answer, too, because it's not necessarily just, like, the biggest thing that happened. Like, the internet's all about, you know, some salaciousness. There's got to be something to get people going. It's a pretty good answer right there. All right, Nick Sirianni, and I want to get everyone's thoughts on how concerning this is. A.J. Brown has missed some practices. Nick Sirianni was asked about the A.J. Brown situation, the injury. Here's what Nick said.
Did A.J. have a setback? Is that why he didn't practice?
Yeah, you know, again, our goal is to get all these guys ready to and be firing all cylinders once, you know, the season hits. And so, not going to get into too much of that stuff. He's working through some things, and he'll be back out there when he can.
Didn't love that. I know he's not going to go deep into it, but he was just like, you know, going through some stuff. He'll be back out there. Like, I'm going to be like, oh, he's doing fine. And we're just giving him a rest, you know, whatever. He didn't say that. He didn't say, like,
it wasn't the positivity.
It wasn't I wanted an answer. Was like, nothing to see here. Just giving him time, maintaining. It's a long season. We're not worried about anything. Instead, he's like, he's going through some stuff. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
I will say this. I will say this about, and we were actually talking about this after his presser yesterday with Nick Sirianni. He is certainly grown from, you know, his early press conference days, but almost like he's so, like, too good at avoiding answers. He's like a politician now.
Yeah,
like,
he doesn't say anything.
He will not give anything away. So, I mean, yeah, we'd like some more positive reassurance, but I think he is so competitive that he's never going to say something that could be any type of possible edge for a regular season opponent.
215-592-9494. You all concerned about the A.J. Brown thing? He hasn't practiced often throughout this training camp. 215-592-9494. Continue to take your calls on the Phillies at check-in. Where you at with the Phils after losing three straight? They played really well coming out of the break and have struggled since. Coming up next, too, we've got some interesting thoughts from Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman has been on the press tour. Has been out and about. Some more interesting thoughts from Howie Roseman on how he goes about his business, on how he's grown. And I mentioned it before, but coming up next, we'll hear from Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson. For different reasons, you will not like what they have to say. No sugarcoating it. What did they say? Why won't you like it? We'll find out next. That's coming up next segment as well. It's the Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.